Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Timing the last fall cutting of alfalfa can be a difficult thing to plan for and varies among growers. A balance between stand health, yield, and quality must be maintained. For much of the state, the first week of October is the average first killing frost, lower than 28 degrees Fahrenheit for alfalfa. So targeting September 1st as the last cutting would allow plants 6 weeks to store root carbohydrates prior to the killing frost. This is important as last cutting timing decisions will potentially impact your crop's winter survival and vigor next spring. For example, in a five-cutting irrigated system rotation, research has shown that the next spring first cutting yield will be lowered by approximately the same amount of yield from a late fall last cutting. During dry weather, cutting schedules can be pushed back or more forage may be needed. In these cases, what might be the risks if these producers seek yet another cutting during this growing season? If the first fall frost occurs earlier than normal, then winter injury is a risk. However, conditions vary from year to year, and plant winterization generally begins about 3 weeks before the first frost date, with the ideal being 6 weeks of uninterrupted growth in the fall to become well winterized. Winter survival of later cuttings will improve with younger stands, except for newly established stands, winter hardy varieties, and disease resistant varieties. For those needing extra cash or forage this fall, the higher dairy quality forage values may set off the financial risk of needing to reestablish alfalfa stands next year, which might winter kill. For most producers, the best strategy, however, is to avoid harvesting alfalfa from September 1st to October 15th, during the critical fall period of 6 weeks before that killing frost. This allows plants to enter winter with high root carbohydrates. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.